Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show as we begin another week as we journey toward week 10 of the college football season. And there are some very meaningful games on the docket for the upcoming weekend, some that we've looked forward to all year long, perhaps a repeat of the BCS championship game from earlier this year. So we'll get to talk about those all week as we lead up to the games on Saturday. But there were also some very interesting outcomes this last Saturday, and we're going to discuss those as well as the BCS standings with the college football professor who joins us now on the phone. Professor, how are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great, Jacob. I thought that on October the 27th, week 9, we had games with major impact on the national championship. But there were many other games with local and regional significance, and sometimes they don't get as much play as maybe they should. I mean, I'll just use one example. In Missouri getting their first SEC win over Kentucky. But the major, the four games that seemed to impact the most were the Notre Dame over Oklahoma, Alabama over Mississippi State, Georgia over Florida, and Arizona defeating USC. And so in a moment, if we could, Jacob, we'll talk about those four games.
Yeah, they were interesting. There were actually a lot of top teams that went down this past week, and some were more surprising than others, but you had, of course, as you mentioned, Florida, Oklahoma going down to Notre Dame. Oregon State went down. USC
right.
Went down. Mississippi State, of course, lost to Alabama. Texas Tech, Rutgers. Michigan, of course, lost to Nebraska. And then how about Ohio, another undefeated team from the MAC who also went down.
Right.
So a lot of upsets.
Well, yeah, right, and let's just start off. I'll start off by eating a little crow here.
Okay, that's good.
Notre Dame over Oklahoma. Okay, the old professor did not think Notre Dame had what it took to even give Oklahoma a good fight.
Wow.
Wrong. My instinct was that Oklahoma did not have the mental metal to win the big game. I did not have a lot of confidence in Landry Jones' ability to take the fight to a strong opponent. I bought the hype, though, and went against my instinct. Not that I had that much faith in the Fighting Irish, but I didn't have a lot of faith in Oklahoma, but I began to hear people talk about how good this team was, and I thought, well, let's give them another chance. Well, the Fighting Irish now are in the mix. And USC seems to be the only obstacle now that Notre Dame has. But on the other hand, that may sound good. It may be bad because now Notre Dame does not hold their own their destiny in their own hands. That will be in the hands of Alabama and Oregon and Kansas State.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Well, let's talk about the standings. And as we know, Alabama's number one, Kansas State is number two, Notre Dame is number three, Oregon is four, LSU is five. Of course, LSU will only be five, provided they don't beat Alabama through this week. But the question to you is this, of the three undefeated teams, now this is not who you think will be there, because I think most people agree if Oregon runs the table, they will probably have a stronger case because of the 13th game. But who would you like to see play Alabama in that championship game? Would you like to see Notre Dame for tradition's sake?
Well, I think any one of those games would be a good game.
Are you running for office by chance? Is there an election coming up? Because
no,
that's a pretty diplomatic answer.
I think the best two teams right now, if I were just looking at it right now, I think the best two teams are Kansas State and Alabama.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion. But that does not mean that the other teams does not have bring a lot to the table. I mean, Oregon's
right.
Defense is not as bad as people think it is,
right?
And we know about their offense. But when I look at it, I just think about the fact that Oregon will be playing. All these things will probably shake out. Now we're talking about four teams that are undefeated. We're not even bringing into consideration the one loss teams yet. We're just saying if all four of these teams went out. Well, USC Oregon will play USC, Cal, Stanford, and Oregon State. Now, that's number, we're talking about BCS standing, that's number 17, number 14, and number 11. So they've got a good chance there to improve their computer stock. And Notre Dame, on the other hand, they play one team ranked in the top 25 in the BCS, and that's USC at number 17. The others is Pitt, Boston College, and Wake Forest. But we also know that Southern Cal and Oregon are going to play each other. So if Oregon were to defeat Southern Cal, like I guess we think they will, we'll talk about that in a moment, well, then that will even leave Notre Dame without a real high-profile game left. Kansas State, on the other hand, plays Oklahoma State, TCU, Baylor, and Texas. And that's number 24 and number 23. And there again, I don't think they would have Oregon's rise will probably even go above them. It might, because a lot of that would be depending on the human voters. And then Alabama, and they have a couple of sleepwalkers, but just suppose if they win out, then they will play three. They will play a number five, number six, and a number 16. In their remaining games, which means, of course, they are not only getting the human polls, they will then probably move ahead in the computer polls by that at the end of that day.
Yeah, I think most people would agree that Alabama is a lock if they continue to win out. The question is surrounding the other teams, and I think there's a chance that Notre Dame could get that human poll vote just because they're Notre Dame, and a lot of people would like to see that Alabama-Notre Dame game if Alabama does end up winning out as well. I don't know. I just have a feeling about that.
Well, I really don't think that will happen because I just don't see how you can gain momentum playing Pitt, who is 4-4, no. Boston College 2-6, and Wake Forest 4-4. Not only are those teams 4-4 and 4-4 and 2-6, neither of them have a name. And so I doubt very seriously, that is, if these other teams continue to win.
Now, that's fair. I mean, Oregon right now, they have some work to do. And Kansas State, it's hard to argue what you said. Kansas State right now, I think it's hard to argue that they're not the second-best team in the country the way they're playing and the way they blasted Texas Tech off the map Saturday. Well, the SEC made history again with the five teams in the BCS standings. Five teams in the BCS top eight: Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. Mississippi State and Texas A&M also made the standings.
Before we look at the next games, let's look at the other three of these four big games that we talked about had impact. We've already mentioned Notre Dame over Oklahoma. Then Alabama over Mississippi State. Now, Alabama really turning the Bulldogs into a pack of yapping chihuahuas was a sight to behold. Now comes the real test, LSU and Texas A&M for them in the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Until the Mississippi State game, the Air Force was looking into using Alabama's pass defense to replace the present missile defense system. But Mississippi State found some holes in it, so I think that's something that Alabama will have to work on. Not that LSU is going to have a passer like Mississippi State did. And then there's the Georgia over Florida. The Redcoats had a defense to match Florida, but Florida outgained the Bulldogs in turnovers. So this was a hard-nosed, hard-hitting football game, but I don't really think it was well played. And Aaron Murray will go, it'll be in his resume that he won a big game. But Aaron Murray's team won, but I don't think it was because of the quarterback.
No, it was because of Jarvis Jones and that Georgia defense. Aaron Murray had little to do with it. And I think Florida, if they want to become a national contender, they need to get a better offensive line because Jeff Driscoll was on his back all game long.
Now, when we talk about Arizona defeating USC, I will not say that I saw it coming, but I did know that Rich Rodriguez is putting a better product on the field, and I did know that USC under Lane Kiffin is lacking in discipline. So I guess in a way I wasn't surprised.
No, it's you kind of saw that one coming, and I think it just proves that USC was vastly overrated before the season began.
Before we look at the next games, let us just mention as we pass, I think one of the best football players in America is injured and is out for the year,
yeah.
And we hope and pray that he will recover not only to be able to play football, but mainly that he will have a productive and good active life.
Right.
Marcus Lattimore certainly is one of the class players in college football, and is certainly one of the best.
Definitely. I echo that completely.
And I guess one other thing we could say that is it looks like the Georgia Bulldogs are going to be in Atlanta. And I can almost hear Steve Spurrier now saying, we beat the Dogs again, and they're in Atlanta. We've got to do something to rearrange the Southeastern Conference.
I think you might hear something like that. Greg McGarrity.
All right, let's look quickly. These are the three games, if we have time to look at three.
Okay.
The first one is Oklahoma State at Kansas State. Now, have there ever been, Jacob, I want to ask you, has there ever been a time when Manhattan, Kansas had back-to-back weekends so big as they are going to have now, last weekend and then this weekend? Bill Snyder Family Stadium will have 50,000-plus packed in again, and it'll have a lot on the line. So things are exciting in Manhattan. We're not talking about the storm now.
No.
We're talking about these two big games.
No, I was just going to say, as a matter of fact, I think the other Manhattan's being evacuated, while that Manhattan, people are going to watch a big game.
That's right. And then we look at the Oregon Ducks at L.A. Memorial Coliseum against USC. Now, last year, USC, with their 38-35 win, kept the Ducks from having the possibility of playing in the BCS National Championship. Now, the question for you, Jacob, is, can they do it again? Yes, I think they can.
Yep.
But will they do it again? I doubt it.
No.
I'm just unsure. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a good chance USC wins this game this weekend. I think there was a good chance they were already playing that game Saturday and forgot to finish Arizona. And so I think they'll be ready to go. I will say this, though. Brad Edwards, who is the BCS ESPN
analyst, that is correct.
He continues to say that Oregon needs, I don't know whether this is true or not, it's hard for me to believe it, but he continues to say that Oregon needs a statement win this weekend against USC by several touchdowns. If that's the case, I really don't think they can get it. I really don't. I think it's going to be a tight game at the most.
Well, I'm going to have to differ just a little bit. I don't need to think they need a statement win. I think they need a win.
Okay.
And because we're talking about playing Southern Cal, and a win will be a big feather in their cap. Now, on the other hand, if Notre Dame then blows out Southern Cal, then that could be where style points matter. Let's look at our last game, and that's Alabama-LSU. Of course, Alabama 8-0, LSU 7-1. And this should be another grand game in this series. I believe the key to this game, now you might wonder when I say this, I believe the key in the game is for Alabama's defense to play a great game. Now, why do you say that? LSU's offense hadn't shown all that much this year. Well, LSU seems to lack something in offense, and so I think if Alabama plays a great game on defense, it will shut down the Tigers. And Alabama will be able to win the game because of field position, and because in that scenario, a couple of times the door opens for a big play. And so that's the way I look at it. You know, Jacob, since the beginning of 2009, the beginning of 2009 season, Alabama's 42-4. LSU is 40-8. Two of Alabama's four losses are at the hands of LSU. Two of LSU's losses are at the hands of Alabama.
It is
this
something.
Is a big game.
It is something, man. This game is every year. I think these days we look forward to Alabama and LSU. We marked that date on the calendar when the schedule was released for next year a couple of weeks ago. We had already the first thing people tweeted was when the Alabama LSU game's going to be. And last year was such a big deal. I don't think it's going to get quite the hype, but it's still going to be great. And one more game I'll throw in there. Ole Miss at number 6, Georgia. This is the afternoon game preceding Alabama and LSU on CBS. I would not be surprised, and I think I'm leaning toward picking Ole Miss to upset Georgia this weekend. It's in Athens, but this is going to be a very tight game, and I think Ole Miss will probably win.
Okay, well, that's quite a that will throw, what do they say, the monkey wrench into the motor or something like that. But you know, Jacob, that's exactly what will happen. We've got all these scenarios mapped out, and there'll be some things that happen that changes everything.
There always are. Well, College Football Professor, another good segment, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. Lots to discuss then. I think we'll have a much clearer picture of where we stand.
Well, thank you, Jacob, and God bless, and we're praying for those people who are going to be hit by this storm.
Absolutely. We'll be back later in the week. Alabama, LSU, Southern Cal, Oregon are just some of the games that are going to be taking place this weekend, a big weekend of games upcoming. And, of course, as he said, our prayers are with those who will be impacted by this storm that's on the Northeast. And we will be back soon.